when TPT Forward 2024 was announced, and they said that there would not be a virtual version of the conference for this year. I know there were many teacher sellers that were bummed out because they may not be able to make it to San Diego for one reason or another. But I think this is a blessing in disguise because there is a completely virtual conference that did so fantastic last year. It was easily one of my favorite conferences, and that is the Teachers Sellers Summit. The great thing about this is that it also takes place in the summer. This is from June 27th through the 30th, and of course, it's all online. You have not only pre-recorded sessions, but you also get live events. So what I wanted to share with you about right now is information about this Teachers Sellers Summit and how you can level up your business from the comfort of your own home. There are sessions about perfecting your product listings, creating print-on-demand workbooks, opening up your own shop, and diversifying your income streams. But not only that, you can also connect with successful teacherpreneurs and industry experts to take your TPT or teacher business to the next level. Here's what's in store. You have in-depth sessions about mastering key business skills, both on and off TPT, with insights from experienced speakers, a variety of networking opportunities where you can connect with business owners worldwide, swap ideas, and learn from each other's successes, practical tips and strategies with actionable techniques to succeed, whether you're just starting out or you're aiming higher. And additionally, there are live Q&A panels, a private podcast for on-the-go learning, and so much more. I'm presenting at this conference, and my session is about three keys to a successful TPT store brand. So you may be wondering, what does this cost? What's the investment on this? And there are early bird tickets available through April 30th for $99. And you can save nearly 25% by just purchasing in the month of April. But if you're listening to this and it is past April, but not yet June, so May and June, you're listening to this, you can still purchase tickets to this conference for $129. You will get a 90-day pass to all 40 sessions, live Q&A panel discussions, virtual hangouts, co-working spaces, private podcast. If this sounds like something you're really interested in, you can check out my affiliate link in the description where you're listening to this episode. I hope I can see you there. Now, let's dive into this week's episode. One thing that I've learned from having a TPT business is that it is not something you can do alone. You have to have some support, whether that's through a Facebook community or with a friend in real life or online or a mentor. So I'm so excited because Laura Fogel is here with us on the Creative Teacher Podcast to talk exactly about that and why it is important not to be alone in this space. Laura has been happily selling resources in her TPT store for 8 years. Her store and her blog is Happy Teacher, Happy Students. She focuses on creative elementary and middle school resources for all subjects. She's a former third grade teacher, Florida native, mom of three, and lover of thrift stores, reading the great outdoors, and of course, creating new and creative resources for teachers. So I'm excited for you to hear our conversation that we had. I think it's so great, and I think you would really get a lot of value out of it. So you're listening to the Creative Teacher Podcast, a show for busy teachers looking for ways to engage, inspire, and make an impact in their teacher businesses. I'm Kirsten, a teacher business owner who is all about simple and actionable tips, strategies, and resources that result in wins, big or small. If you're looking for that extra spark of creativity, you've come to the right place. Let's dive in together. All right, we have a special guest with us, Laura Fogel. Thank you for joining the Creative Teacher Podcast.
Wonderful. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Yes, me too. So tell me about yourself, and you can talk about, you know, when you were in the classroom and just kind of your journey from being a teacher to now being a TPT seller.
Okay. It's one of my favorite things to talk about, how I got into this amazing job. So my teaching was my second career. Straight out of college, I worked at nonprofit companies and I ran their education departments, from everything from teaching senior aerobics to doing the field trips that would come to our nature center. So I like to say I've taught from 3-year-olds up to 93-year-olds. So I had a lot of experience teaching, but not in a traditional sense. And at that point, we were living way down south in the Florida Keys. And once we left that paradise, we moved to Atlanta and I got my master's in education because I realized how much I just loved teaching in any way possible. And then in Atlanta, I taught for 4 or 5 years, third grade, and absolutely loved it. My favorite thing to teach was ELA and math. And I was surprised how much I loved to teach math because it was my least favorite subject as a kid. But I loved teaching it, at least at the third grade level. So I was teaching third grade, really enjoying it. I had my first child, my son, who is now almost 8. He was born. I continued teaching for about another year. And of course, those of us who have kids and are teaching full time know it's not the easiest. You get the mom guilt. Am I being the best mom? Am I being the best teacher? Am I being the best wife?
Yes. Totally hear you on that.
And I am very lucky that I had somebody in my life that encouraged me that I could do teachers pay teachers full time. Because I'd already started just every once in a while putting things up on my store. See, I posted my first product in 2014. But back then I was using Microsoft Word rectangle covers. I mean, they're hideous if I look back on them now. I mean, I've changed them all, thankfully. But I was teaching, I had my baby, and a friend of mine, if I can go and share this, a friend of mine that was already doing TPT, she worked across the hall from me. She was doing better than I was because I was using Microsoft Word and probably Comic Sans, who knows what I was using.
Yes, gotta have that too.
She convinced me. She took me out to lunch one day with my, I think he was 6 months old at the time. And she's like, hey, Laura, you know what? I think you should quit your teaching job. And I'm like, you crazy. But she talked me through how well she was doing. And she's like, I can help you and mentor you and get you started on doing TPT as a full-time job so that you can spend more time with, at that point, I had one child. Now I have 3. And I thank God every day that I listened to her. Because of that friend, who is still one of my best friends today, I never would have taken the leap of leaving the classroom and doing TPT full time. It probably would have been something that I would have thought I'd like to do, but I would never have had the push to actually do it. Very thankful for her. Her name is Julianne, and she is the wonderful lady behind Heart to Heart Teaching on TPT.
Oh, okay. Awesome. That's so cool that you have that, like, you actually knew the person that got you into TPT. A lot of the, you know, with us knowing people, you know, online and all of that stuff, it's kind of hard to make those connections, but it's great that you have this actual real life person that tells you, they're like, hey, you should get on that board. You can have a TPT store and also be at home and all of that kind of stuff. So it's really cool that you got to firsthand talk to somebody who was already in TPT.
Yes, because I don't know if I would have been brave enough to do it if I didn't know her and trusted her. So mm-hmm. We worked directly across the hall from each other. So we knew each other really well. Yeah. And I put my faith in her and put my faith in myself that I could make products to sell. And so far, so good. It's been about 9 years. So
that's awesome. So of course, since she kind of started before you, she probably, as you kind of said, helped you, mentored you, which leads into our whole conversation today about having a TPT friend or TPT buddy. And so my next question for you is, why is it important to have a TPT friend or mentor? It doesn't, of course, not, it doesn't always have to be in person. You don't always have to find somebody across the hall from you, but just in general, why could it be important to have somebody that you meet either in person or online?
There's a few reasons I think it's extremely beneficial, especially in our very specific business. First of all, most of the time, if you're a teacher, you tend to be somewhat outgoing. You like to be around other people. And when, if you decide to leave the classroom and you're working at home with tiny children, it can be hard if you don't have anyone to bounce ideas off of. Like when you're working at school, you can talk around the copy machine as it jams. So you can, you see people in the hallway to share ideas, but it can be very lonely as a TPT seller at times. And there's not a lot of people that understand what our business even is. I mean, I get asked all the time what I do, and I try to explain it in like a sentence or two, and they get it if they're either a teacher or they've like heard of TPT, but half the other time their eyes just glaze over. So I think the great thing about having a friend, a mentor, a buddy and that understands TPT is they speak your same language. There's someone that you can talk to about things like conversion rates and covers and previews and how your Facebook ads are doing. And you can do that even if you don't see them in person. I mean, my main bestie for TPT is my friend Julianne. We go out to lunch regularly. We go to the beach. She loves my kids. So we have an in-person relationship, but there's lots of people that I talk to through Instagram and on Facebook that I've never met in person. But just being able to talk to someone that speaks your same TPT language and also gives you some of that time to speak to another adult.
Yeah. Because it is kind of, especially if you're at home with just kids, you're pretty much either talking to yourself or talking to kids. But it is nice to have some adult conversation with somebody who understands the whole thing with views and TPT acquisitions and or IXL acquisitions and all of that, you know, just venting, sharing successes, all of that. So I totally agree with that. So next, just talk about some benefits. Like, what are the benefits of having a TPT mentor or a buddy? Just, it doesn't have to be somebody that's coaching you with TPT. It could just be somebody that you can just talk to. What are some benefits for that?
I think anytime I talk to someone about TPT, I learn something. Like I said, I've been doing this for 9 years. I thought I knew a lot, and I do you feel like I know a lot? But every time I talk to someone, whether it's my friend or at the conference, I learn something every time, no matter what level like the seller is. If they're a brand new seller or if they've been selling even longer than me, there's always something new to learn that someone else is doing. One major thing that I learned way too late, I don't know why this took me so long, but I had a lot of products priced at $295, which, as you probably know, if you sell something under $3, TPT takes that extra 15-cent fee. And I was just out to lunch with Julianne one day, and we just were randomly talking about that. And I'm like, well, darn it. I've been selling things at $2.95 for years now. Just think of all those extra, like, that 20 cents I've been losing. So even just a simple comment, I don't know what we were talking about. And I went back that day and made sure all of my things that were $2.95 were at least $3. Because that's not going to make a difference in sales, but it does make a difference in having that transaction be taken off. Definitely. So just having someone to talk to, and you don't always have to know where the conversation is going. But we also, I have people, especially on Instagram, that I'll ask specific questions to. And I've started hiring some of those people, like for Pinterest and Facebook ads. And I had someone design my website. So I've reached out to people and just start chatting with them because I could tell that they were an expert in their specific field. And then it turns into someone that I work with. And then I have that ongoing conversation whenever I need somebody that's good at WordPress, because I know nothing about WordPress, but I have a friend that does.
Nice. Yes. And that's part of the reason I still have not been to an in-person conference. And that is exactly the reason why I want to. I want to meet all those people that I've met online and feel like I know them in person already, just taking that next step and going and meeting up with people. But yes, I totally love those benefits. I think those are always helpful. Now, maybe whether you've just started on TPT or you've been at it, it can be kind of hard to even find people to connect with or collaborate with. Mm-hmm. So what are some tips on if someone wanted to find TPT friends or TPT buddies, how could they find people to collaborate with or connect with?
One way that I found people at least a few years ago was through the Facebook groups. I know Wallflowers is one of the big ones. And I've seen people that just post on there, hey, are there any other sellers in the Metro Chicago area or over here, or people joining mastermind groups. Like, don't feel afraid to just reach out and ask, does anybody else live in my part of the world? And if you want to meet up in person, or just does anybody else have a Tuesday night available that we can chat about TBT and share our expertise and things? I went to my first in-person conference this past year. I did the virtual ones before that, but it was the first in-person one I was able to go to as my kids are getting bigger. And I absolutely loved it. I felt like I learned so much. And honestly, I feel like I learned more just from talking to people and chatting, like at breakfast and at the happy hours and all those things. I feel like I learned more talking to individual people almost in the conference sessions, because you never know what someone else's experience is, and you don't know what they have to teach you until you start talking to them. So if you can go to the conference, I would also recommend go up and talk to people in person. You're there for a reason. Yeah. Don't be shy. I'm not a shy person. I'll go up and talk to anybody. but I'm going to be there. So if anybody wants to look me up, Laura Fogel, and say, hey, let's meet up, I'll be there in Boston. But just don't be afraid to join a group of people, especially when you're at TBT and you know everyone speaks your same language.
Definitely.
But searching on the Facebook groups, you used to be able to search on TBT by the city that people lived in. And I don't think you can do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you can. Because
I know a few people that live close to me through that. And I know I'm in Florida. And I know there's a TBT Florida sellers group specifically on Facebook. And I'm sure there are for other states as well. But I mean, we also are an international group of sellers. So a person doesn't have to be close to you. But the benefit of having someone that lives somewhat close to you is my friend and I have gone parasailing together. And we did one of the virtual conferences at a hotel on the beach, because we live pretty close to each other.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So your conversations can be longer when you have hours with them versus like a 1 hour mastermind.
I love that. Yes. And I like, I guess a year ago, I met up with a few Texas sellers. So, I mean, just in what I learned in that time that we had dinner together was so, and it was just nice to be able to see them face to face. So, I definitely support that. Even doesn't like, I'm naturally not as extroverted. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're extroverted, introverted, just reaching out can benefit everybody in the long run. So,
you know, you have a common thing to talk about. Like, you know, exactly. You have a conversation starter, like, what's the name of your store? How long have you been selling? What's
where are you from? What kind of resources do you sell? You know,
yeah, there's easy kind of conversation stuff. Starters when you're a seller.
Yes. So another question I have for you is it better to find someone locally? Well, we kind of answered, you already kind of answered this question, but I'll just say it anyway. Is it better to find somebody locally, or is it okay to connect with someone virtually?
I'd say take what you can get where you can get it.
Yeah.
If you can find somebody local that loves your children like they're her own, then do that. But I also, I just recently started Zoom calling with a TBT coach and have not met her in person. She'll be at the conference. But I've learned so much just through these weekly Zoom calls. Her name is Patty Firth. She's the owner behind Madly Learning. And if anybody's interested in learning more about her coaching, it's pattyfirth.com. And I haven't met her in person yet, but just having, I think I've had 5 hour long calls. I've learned something every time. And you start to feel like you know the person because you're kind of in their house with them. I mean, you get to see what's behind them. You get to see their kids come in every once in a while. So I just think I am more of an in-person person in general. I love having face-to-face chats. But if that's not possible, you can get all the same benefits from finding somebody online. I like talking like this, like seeing someone's face more than just typing to them. Because like you can send an email, you can send a DM and kind of get to know somebody. But when you're having a back and forth conversation, I feel like the conversation just gets bigger and there's more that you can talk about, and it's quicker than waiting for someone to respond back to you.
Definitely.
Don't be afraid to Zoom call. Doesn't matter what you look like. Just
Yes, definitely agree with that. I've met like some of my TPT friends, or some of my best TPT friends, we did started with DMing and email, and then we went to Zoom. And I have one locally that we meet face to face for coffee every once in a while. So it's definitely like either way, it's great. But, you know, I guess it could be based on your preferences. But I think in some form or another, there should be some form of communication with other sellers. So tell me, you mentioned like you've learned a lot of things from several people that you meet with regularly. What have you, can you share a couple of things like specifically that you've learned from collaborating with other TPT sellers?
So something I've learned a lot from my friend Julianne was how to treat my store as a business and not just a place where I throw resources up. So I've been selling regularly for about 9 years. Mm-hmm. But it took me until about a year and a half ago to finally form an LLC, filing as an S corp and all that tax stuff that I just kind of wanted to ignore. Mm-hmm. But it took my friend telling me over and over again, you need to file an LLC. These are the reasons why. This is what you'll save on your taxes. That has been a huge benefit, is learning, because you don't, as a TPT seller, I mean, I have a master's in education, but I didn't know how to run a business.
Right.
And talking with Patty Firth, my coach now, she's been convincing me to hire out for certain tasks, especially with 3 kids, the youngest being 5 months old. I don't have as much time as I want to keep on scaling my business. So she's given me the push lately to start hiring for things. Mm-hmm. And the same thing, treating it as a business where you're the CEO and the owner versus just, hey, I made a cute product today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have almost 800 products in my store, so I love the product creation side, and I felt pretty confident in that. But yeah, I'd say the main thing I've learned is treating it as a business. My friend gave me a great birthday present one time. This is kind of birthday present you can get from a TPT seller. She handed me an envelope. We were out to lunch in Atlanta at the time, and I opened it up, and it was a gift certificate to get a professional logo for my store.
Nice.
I had made my logo probably in Microsoft Word back in 2014. Yeah. And it was awful. And there's someone on TPT. I think it's Aptly Ever After is her store. And she designed logos for TPT sellers and made like the store banner for my store. And I wouldn't have done that for myself. So like having somebody that knew and kind of was able to give you the push, like you need to look a little bit more professional. Your logo is awful here to get a good one.
Yeah.
I like talking to people that are in all stages of their TPT business. Mm-hmm. But I think I learn the most from people that are a step or two ahead of me, because that I learned things about the business side.
Well, those reasons sound great as well. I think it's great to, you know, be able to learn from, those going ahead of paving the path. I'm not sure how to describe it, but like they have some insight. They might have been where you might have been beforehand, and they, you know, just getting ideas. You don't have to always follow those ideas from people, but it's always good to get some insight and, you know, perspectives that you would have not thought of by yourself. So,
and it's nice to be that person for other people too. I have a lot of friends that are always like, hey, I want to start a TPT store. And you go through the whole spiel. You talk to them about PowerPoint and square covers and the previews and how to do the SEO.
Yeah.
And I love giving that information to people. And then either they do it or they decide it's too much work.
Right.
The other.
Yeah. I've tried recruiting. Like I told one of my former coworkers, she is like super good at hand lettering and all of that. And like, you can create your own fonts on TPT and everybody would buy them. So yeah, I've tried to convince some friends as well.
I've been learning when I was first putting products up, I knew nothing about keywords and SEO. And back in 2014, it was still kind of cool to do the keyword stuffing at the bottom of your descriptions, which is not best practices anymore. But I had no idea that like even just simply typing in your words into the search bar TPT and seeing what suggestions come up. Like that was something my friend taught me very early on. And it was like, my mind was blown. Like, that's why no one's seeing my products, is because I called them like these cutesy names.
Exactly.
So yes. Speaking to someone that understands SEO and keyword research, that taught me a ton. And is, I think, one of the biggest things that's important as a seller. I mean, your covers and your product are obviously at the forefront too, but if people can't find your product, then they can't buy your product.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One of my favorite things, I guess, out of all, you know, like, I don't know how it just happens. It just kind of naturally happens. You like, as far as online, you're following somebody, they're following you, and they like a lot of your posts. You like a lot of their posts, and it turns into, like, it just kind of naturally flows. Like, you somehow become more connected with certain people, whether you might see them in different places. So I love how I think us as TPT sellers have gone and met, I don't know, collaborated with other people, whether it's online and then eventually leads in person. So I love just being able to connect with others. But when I started my Instagram account, I had no idea there was this whole world of TPT sellers with all these Instagram accounts. So It's pretty cool how, I guess, our niche has gotten super close. I'm not even sure how to describe it.
Like, I've never met you in person, but I know that you had a baby recently at about the same time I did.
Right. Yeah.
Through Instagram.
Yeah.
And something that's really nice, I think, about being I love TPT, everything about it. But one of my favorite things about the seller community is there's not a ton. I don't feel like there's a lot of cutthroat competition between sellers, because we all have such unique product lines and things that we're doing and ages that we're selling for, and the way we do it is unique. So it's not like we're all selling the exact same product and we're having to fight for space on the search results for some things.
Yeah.
But it always feels, especially at the conference in person, it feels very welcoming and people wanting to help each other. Like, there's space for everybody in the TPT world, or maybe not on the first page of search results, but.
Right. Yeah. I feel like you wouldn't see that anywhere else either. So
yeah.
I guess we value, as a community, we value collaboration over competition.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that's a teacher thing, I think, to start with.
That's probably where we get it from. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. If we were wanting to connect with you, where can we find you online?
Okay, so all over the internet. I am Happy Teacher, Happy Students. I borrowed that from Happy Wife, Happy Life.
Oh, okay.
So my Teachers Pay Teachers, my Instagram, my website is all Happy Teacher, Happy Students, because I truly believe that a happy, creative, well-prepared teacher leads to a classroom of happy students.
Agreed.
So, that's me. And if you're going to come to the conference in Boston, anybody out there, I would love to meet you and talk more TPT.
Well, thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Creative Teacher Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, feel free to subscribe and leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can also find me on Instagram at The Southern Teach. I cannot wait for you to join me in the next episode for more tips and inspiration. Have an amazing day.
Are you looking for a way to grow your business without working too much harder than you already are? Do you want to optimize your limited time and see a real impact on your business efforts? Well, I've got great news for you, because your data playbook can help you achieve all of these goals and then some. As a teacher, you know that the education market is super competitive, and in order to succeed, you would have to stand out from the crowd and deliver results that really matter to your customers. But without the right tools, it can be kind of hard to know if what you're doing is truly paying off. And that's where your data playbook comes in. The membership is designed to help teacher sellers like you leverage the power of data-driven strategies. You can unlock valuable insights about your customers, your products, and your sales performance. This membership is packed with access to analytics tools and resources, personalized coaching sessions, and a community of like-minded teacher sellers who are also eager to share their insights and experiences.
I totally believe that your data playbook can help you take your teacher seller business to the next level, but don't take my word for it. Check out the website to see what other teacher sellers are saying. I'd appreciate it so much if this is something you're considering to check out my affiliate link in the description. There are different membership tiers. So if this is something you're considering, you should definitely check it out. It's your data playbook, and I hope you can join.